Investors are hoping for a market rebound today following a third straight day of sharp declines. The NASDAQ and Standard & Poor's indicators fell to their lowest levels in 5 years. Investors dumped shares of Quest Communications after the local phone company announced it's the target of a federal criminal investigation. NPR's Elaine Corey reports the prospect of weak corporate earnings is adding to investors' fears.
Stocks were trounced pretty much across the board, with nearly three issues falling for everyone that rose on the New York Stock Exchange. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped another 3% to close below 9,000 for the first time since the aftermath of last September's terror attacks. And the NASDAQ Composite Index dipped to a new five-year low. It lost more than 2.5% of its value to close at 1346, more than 70% below its peak in March of 2000. Quest Communications plummeted by about a third as it joined the long list of companies being investigated by the U.S. Attorney's Office. Brian Piskorowski, a vice president with Prudential Securities, says 3 days of losses have investors rattled. He says they've been waiting for positive earnings reports to lure them back into the markets, but that reassurance hasn't been forthcoming.
There's no one really stepping up here, and the market is definitely in a kind of show-me mentality. Unfortunately, we don't have the earnings hitting the tape yet, and the faith and confidence in investors that to believe in those earnings right now is somewhat lacking, and I think that's what's proving to be problematic.
Investors had been primed to expect good news from the upcoming quarterly earnings season. Then came Tuesday's setback for drug maker Wyeth, whose women's hormone replacement therapy was found to do more harm than good. That surprise sent the whole pharmaceutical sector tumbling on Wednesday. Then Bank of America downgraded shares of the nation's top two automakers, General Motors and Ford. Mark Zandi, chief economist of the market research firm Economy.com, says for the moment, no market sector feels secure.
Expectations were for a much better economy by now and for earnings to come back much more quickly, and they haven't. And I think investors are disappointed and they're becoming concerned that perhaps the outlook isn't as strong as they had hoped.
The bigger problem, says Zandi, is that if the momentum doesn't shift soon, investors' apprehension could become a significant drag on economic growth.
With each passing day and each 100 points on the Dow, the risk has got to be rising that the sliding investor confidence will take down business confidence and then ultimately consumer confidence. And then if that happens, then obviously the recovery is in jeopardy.
Zandi hastens to add that the economy is still growing, unemployment remains below 6%, and consumers are still buying cars and houses. He expects moderate growth to continue, but says the markets are telling us the recovery is just not going to be as good as investors hoped for. At Prudential Securities, Brian Piskorowski agrees, saying it's going to take time and patience before the markets turn around.
You get the sense that the market and traders are looking around waiting for this blinding flash that's going to create a brave new world. And I don't think that's going to be the case. It's going to be hit on a day-in, day-out basis with positive economic news and hopefully positive earnings numbers and, more importantly, positive forecasts.
In fact, a few bright spots have already emerged. Yesterday, Merrill Lynch raised its rating on technology leader Cisco Systems to strong buy, saying it expected a turnaround in the network equipment sector. And after the bell, internet company Yahoo broke its year-and-a-half-long losing streak by posting a second-quarter profit on higher revenues. Elaine Corey, NPR News.